By the time of his death at 34, saxophonist Charlie Parker had forever changed jazz. Now his life is the basis of the new film Bird, directed by Clint Eastwood. Our film critic Stephen Schiff has this review.
You don't really expect the most uncompromising Hollywood movie ever made about jazz to come from Clint Eastwood, any more than you'd expect Jerry Lewis to come up with the definitive biography of Camus. But at nearly 3 hours, Bird is not only uncompromising, it may strike some people as downright unbearable. In recounting the life of Charlie Parker, the jazz saxophonist who may have been the greatest American musician of the century, Eastwood makes no concessions to the mass audience he knows so well. Instead of souping up the storytelling and tantalizing us toward the edge of our seat, Eastwood goes for an impressionistic collage of incidents and images. There are flashbacks within flashbacks, and the movie has almost no narrative momentum. But for those who are passionate about jazz, Bird conjures up the bebop world of the 40s and 50s with extraordinary intelligence and taste. Parker was the sort of doomed genius that Hollywood has always adored. He was alcoholic and addicted to heroin, and in the years before his death, at the age of 34, he became increasingly unreliable. So perhaps the most surprising thing about Eastwood's film is its refusal to preach at us on the evils of a dissolute lifestyle. In fact, this scene is about as close to preachy as the movie gets. It takes place on a California beach, where we find level-headed Dizzy Gillespie, played by Samuel E. Wright, talking sense to Charlie Parker, played by Forrest Whitaker.
They gonna talk about you when you're dead, Bird. More than they do now. They gonna shovel you under like they love to do. They gonna talk about you. My secret is, if they kill me, it won't be because I helped them.
Whitaker is a little young for the role. But what he lacks in authority and seasoned presence, he makes up for with the peculiar jazzy spin he puts on his line readings. Through the prism of his acting, you can see all the refractions of Bird's complex personality. The self-hatred, the overweening pride, the black intellectual flaunting his education, and the haunted little boy who can't seem to be good. Even better is Diane Venora as Parker's white wife, Chan. Her performance is fierce and cool and earthy. And we gradually come to see Parker the way her Chan sees him, as a genius who comes with demons attached, an addict for whom heroin is not a vice, but some kind of terrible lifeblood. One can complain about the movie's shapelessness, and I certainly wish Eastwood would give up his passion for interior lighting so dark that you might as well be watching Balinese shadow puppets. But Eastwood has never shown so much interest in cinematic sensuousness, in camera movement and atmosphere, and there can be no complaint about the music. Eastwood has excised Parker's solos from old recordings and recorded new backup music beneath them. And the effect is wonderful. State-of-the-art bebop. Bird is far from perfect. But we can be grateful that Eastwood was the one to finally tell this story. Almost no one else in Hollywood would have had the clout to bring it off with such honesty, with so little schmaltz and message-mongering, and with so much fidelity to the music itself.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair and is a contributing correspondent to West 57th.